There's a story that I heard from one of my favorite philosophers, Ram Dass, Richard Alpert. You may know him from being the psychedelic Harvard professor who left and became an enlightened being in the pursuit in Eastern India. And he shared a story. And the story had to do about the Tibetan and Chinese conflict. More apparently, fear. The monks in Tibet were getting severely attacked by the Chinese. And a specific commander, who was known to be very ruthless, decapitate the monks, shame the monks, burn the monks. Villages and villages of these Tibetan monks. He asked for one specific area to be cleared out, and when he got there, he was told by one of his generals that all the monks have left in fear, but only one remains. And when he said that this one remaining monk is still there, the general fueled up with anger and wanted to figure out, why is this monk still here? So the general goes to the monk, looks the monk in his eye right in front of him, with his hand on his sword, pulls out his sword and says, "Don't you know who I am? With a single swing of my blade, I could cut you and kill you." Without any hesitation, the monk looks back in his eyes of the general and says, "Don't you know who I am? With a swing of your blade, I can have you kill me and end my life." And the general just looked at him and he bowed his head and he left. And Ram Dass talks about fear. Can you imagine the space that this general was in, the mental space to be detached from fear on that level? And you think you're going to scare me because you're going to kill me. But don't you know I'm willing to die? There is no fear. To treat life and death the same without fear. To appreciate life just like you appreciate death without fear. To be not afraid to live your life of principles or fuel, whatever you're doing in life, whatever journey or path you're on. To be fearless in your endeavor. To be willing to die by the tip of somebody else's sword for the truth that you hold. Imagine being in that type of space, that type of mental space, that type of confidence in everything you do, to be willing to die. It's a very exaggerated example, but one man who was looking to inflict his power upon people that were afraid. As soon as one of them said, "I will not be afraid," the powerful man is no longer powerful. Oh, it's a dance between fear. Let your fear disappear. Acknowledge it, be in its presence, but don't be afraid of it. Be willing to die for whatever it is you're trying to achieve in life. Because there's always somebody willing to take their tip of the blade and cut you right in the middle and watch you die. Whether it's psychologically, emotionally, mentally, physically. The blade, the tip of the blade is just fear. What are you afraid of?